It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Bereishit. Do we believe in true love? If you think about family trees, think about it. You have a father and a mother, and then they have a child, and that child marries someone, and then they have children, and that child marries someone. To what extent are the people that they marry part of the family tree? Let's say you're a different branch. You're the brother-in-law. So your brother is married to this woman. Is she your sister? Is she part of your family tree? Well, yeah, very often in the tree you have both people, but are they really related to you? So it's kind of an interesting thing whether a spousal relationship creates an actual relationship. You might argue it's not blood. Comes our parsha, in order to answer this question of whether we believe in true love and whether a marriage creates an actual relationship like being a first cousin or a child or a mother, we need to look at the pasuk that says as follows. And therefore, because man was made from woman, a woman was made from man, a man will leave his father and his mother, and he will cling to his wife, and they will become one flesh. What does that mean? Become one flesh? So the many interpretations, what does it mean they'll become one flesh? So we have the Radak. He says, you know, the rabbis believe that it's actually telling you a law, one of the seven laws of Noah, that you should cling to your wife and not to anyone else because there are other species. You can cling to other species, even though that's not mentioned till Leviticus. But it already tells us over here that even for a Gentile, you can cling to a different species, only to your wife, only someone you can become one flesh with, not a different species. God forbid. Also, you should cling to someone that you can become one flesh with, not with not with your wife. You should cling, but not to someone else's wife. So that's sort of a rabbinic view of it. Yosef Horshor, famous rabbi who tries to get to the simple meaning, he says, they become one body. When a man is together with a woman, they become one body. It means what it says, the literal meaning. It's a very literalist kind of a interpretive rabbi. The Netziv in more recent times, over 100 years ago, he says, you should be one flesh, that you should be as concerned for her as she is with you. You're both concerned with each other. It's like a total, the Gemara says, if you marry a woman, you don't like her, you will not fulfill love your neighbor as yourself. So what do you mean? I don't like her, but I can fulfill it with someone else. I love my charusa, my friend. I love him just like myself. No, if you fail with your own wife, that's a major failing. It's the wife is the person you're supposed to truly love as yourself. That perhaps is what the Netziv is saying. She's the person you should truly love as yourself. That you're like one flesh. Whatever. If it's good for her to go back to school, then it's good for me too. Rav Shlomo Shofar Hirsch says that we mentioned before that God said, let me make an Ezer connected, someone who will help him, the man, and also be an opposition to him. Opposition? Well, there is an idea that a man and a woman, they're not going to be exactly the same. I'm not talking necessarily opposites attract, but the man and the woman cannot be the same. They're two different people. So there's always an element of connect, though. There's always an element that he says this, and he says tomato, she says tomato. There's some element of that. So why is that important? He says, you know, if you have a puzzle, you need to be able to fit together. So you have to be different. If the two same puzzle pieces, they're not going to fit. So that to be a little different, that's how they fit better. So when does the husband fulfill and make the fill out the wife and the other way around? When they're different. Because they're different, they become one flesh in the sense that they complete each other. Why? Because he says tomato, he says tomato, and together they come to the truth. Finally, the Chizkuni says, you cling to your wife and you'll be one flesh. He says, That's it. Then you'll be one flesh with that wife. But you're not going to have another one. In other words, you can marry six times. But the real zivug, the rabbi says, is the first zivug. The first time you get married. That's the one you cling to. And that's the one she clings to. It's the first match. That's the one made in heaven. But finally, we come to Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says, one flesh. You're not one flesh. Husband and the wife, they might be touching, they might be close together, hugging, but they're not one flesh. So he says, I'll tell you how they're one flesh. The child. When they have a child, they you can get divorced after you have a child, but you're still connected through that child. They look in the family tree. That's the father, that's the mother. He said, but they're divorced. They're stuck on the family tree. Why? Because the child represents their flesh. It's his flesh and her flesh. His DNA, her DNA. So that's it. They're together. The Ramban says, that's what the Torah is saying. It created a woman from the man, and now a man should leave his father and mother, and he cling to his wife, and they'll be one flesh. That's not unique to the human being. The animals, that they were born, they were made male and female. They were never, first there was only male, and then they became a female. No, they don't have that story. They were made male and female, and they also have children. So does the mother bird and the father bird, they become one flesh? No, says the Ramban. No, it's a human thing to become one flesh. What does it mean? He says it's what the Torah is promising here, that a man will always want to be with his wife. A wife will always want to be with her husband. He says they leave their father and mother and they view as if they're one flesh. Like, and he quotes from the prayer of Aaron. He says, look, Aaron said that when my sister, her flesh is all eaten up because she's a leper, it's like half of my flesh. Or the Ramban actually quotes Judah said, look, Achinu Basarenu, he's our brother, he's our flesh. You feel as if you are the same flesh. That's what it is. And V'yireh she'ishto krova lo mehem. You leave your father and your mother and you feel as if you're closer to your wife than to your parents. If you still think you're closer to your parents than your wife, then you haven't gone the right direction. You're supposed to think that you're actually closer to your parents than to your wife than your parents. What does that mean? That means that she is part of the family tree. What do you mean? She's not blood. Your parents are blood. Your DNA. No, you should feel as if, it's not really true, but you should feel as if your wife is closer to you than your parents. Of course, it's a good idea. I mean, your parents are not going to live forever. Your wife, you'll hopefully live together for many years. So it makes sense. You have to disconnect from your parents and connect as if your spouse is your closest relative, that she is in the family tree. So now we go back to the question. It says, Judaism believe in true love. I'd like to suggest that Rashi thinks that he does not believe in true love. He does not believe that you can truly become one flesh. He says, it's not one flesh. What are you talking about? It's not one flesh. It's two fleshes. You know when you can become one flesh? The child. Through a child, there's truly a coming together. That child is forevermore. That Jack and Jill are forever related through their little Bubula, whatever his name is. They are forever related. There's no question about it. They became one flesh through him. That child is a reflection of those two people forevermore. They're stuck on the family tree together. Comes Ramban and says, I don't need that. I don't need the child. Just a husband and a wife, I believe in true love. I believe, he says, there is a love between them, that they are linked together, and they feel that they're actually related. Now let's go a step further. Here we see that a husband and wife should feel as if we are in true love. As the Netziv said, whatever is good for her is good for me too. If she's going to be up all night studying, she couldn't talk to me. She's too busy. No, if it's good for her career, it's good for my career. It's good for me. Whatever's good for her, it's good for me. She needs more rest. I need to do the dishes. That's good for me because if she gets more rest, it's good for me. He believes in true love. Later on, Yehuda took it a step further. He said, Achinu b'sarinu. He said, not only my wife is my flesh, my brother's my flesh too. We have this question in this week's parsha, am I my brother's keeper? Forget keeper. He's your flesh. You could say that they have similar DNA, the two brothers, but also he is considered my flesh. I'm as interested in him as I am myself. Aaron said about his sister, she is chatzi b'sarinu. She is half my flesh. As if they're like separated. They are one. What's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal of humanity, v'ra'u chobasar yachdav, ki v'yashem biber. All the nations of the world should, that all the nations of the world will come to bow down to me. Yavol chobasar, all flesh. We are looking forward to a day when every human being will realize we are all one flesh. What's good for them is good for me. What's good for my neighbor is good for me. And what have we seen recently? Brothers hating each other. Fellow countrymen calling each other names, demeaning other political parties, other people of different lifestyles. You're only going to fight in the army if this kind of lifestyle, that kind of lifestyle. What have we seen in recent times? This terrible, despicable, disgusting behavior by Hamas where they go in and just we're going to massacre 260 more lives. We're just going to massacre, mow them down. We're going to go in, we're going to execute babies in front of their mothers. Do they realize that one flesh? We are one flesh. All of that, the goal of humanity is that same love we have between a husband and wife. Yes, husband and wife is a unique relationship. I'm not denying that. There's no question. But to some degree, that sense that we are all one flesh, that we all come from an original Eve together, that the most important lesson of the Torah, we're all from the same father and mother, Adam and Eve, Noah and Nama. We're all from the same. This is the ultimate goal, that we should all see each other as one flesh. Husbands and wives, certainly, that special kirva, special closeness, take advantage of this is your wife, this is your husband. Let's try to spend more time together, let's get closer. Give an extra hug. And our brothers, we should see our brothers in one flesh. Ultimately, maybe one day. Maybe one day real soon. Despite all the atrocities we've seen recently, all the hatred we've seen recently, one day, all flesh can see themselves as all part of one flesh, one basar. On that day, as the prophets say, all the flesh will come to bow down before God, and thus says God. Thank you for joining us here today. We continue to pray for all the shvuyim, all the captives in Israel. We continue to pray for all those who were injured, thousands of people who were injured in Israel. We continue to pray that life will continue to be respected and that we shouldn't have to, we are afraid, like Yaakov, we shouldn't have to kill, we shouldn't have to be killed, but we should be able to resolve this somehow. We look forward to a day that indeed we'll all realize that we are all brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us here. And here's the Baron Hirsch congregation. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And thanks to Joe and Cindy Weinstein, our sponsors. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.